Good.
Well, I would like to welcome everybody to the RDA meeting being held on October 3rd at 6:30 p.m. At Centerville City Hall. It looks like we have all our RDA members presently, presently. So we can get moving with this. We have one item of business on the RDA agenda tonight. This is the Centerpoint Traffic Calming Crosswalks. And Bruce, you're going to tell us what we found on this. We did some experimental or temporary ones for a while, and now we're talking about what we'll let you talk.
Yes. So I don't know, is this the same city council where I'm Bruce Cox, staff, Centerville City Parks and Recreation Director. I will give you a little, get you caught up with a little background. It's been a little while. It's been more than 2 years since the issue was brought up to us that there's quite a bit of speeding traffic going down the north side of the Centerpoint Theater, and we were looking for possible solutions, and we came up with talking with Kevin Campbell, who will give you some more details and specifics to the engineering and of the plan. But just to get you caught up to review, we decided maybe some speed bumps or traffic calming to help reduce both the number of cars and the speed would make it a safer environment for the parking and for the Centerpoint Theater employees, mainly that work there and are walking back and forth across that parking area. And so when we brought it to City Council said, let's get some data. Let's do a test. And so we bought some temporary speed bumps, put in signage and temporary speed bumps. And before we put them in, we did a month's, I think we did 6 weeks actually, 6 weeks of data collection. The police had a device that we put up that counted the numbers of cars and speeds, and then it would give you an average speed and peak hours and all different kinds of information. And then we put the speed bumps in and did another 6 weeks of data collection. And then after, when we brought that back, we also went back and did another 6 weeks of data collection at the exact same time of year the next year. So we waited a whole nother year so that we could make sure we were comparing apples to apples to our data. And in both cases, it was overwhelmingly obvious that it both reduced the number of cars and it reduced the average speed. I think the average speed was like 20 miles an hour less than what it was before. So so the data proved out to be exactly what we hoped it would. The temporary speed bumps are not very snowplow friendly, so they're fine to have in the summer months. And the raised sidewalk that Kevin will give you details on, that is much more maintenance friendly. It's much more durable. It's not something that we would look at having to do any maintenance on or replacement for many, many years. We've kind of adjusted our recommendation. At one time we were talking about maybe doing two raised sidewalks or possibly three. We think if we do one with two permanent asphalt speed bumps, that should continue to give us the same traffic calming effect. And this would be paid for out of RDA funds, and we recommend that we go ahead and get a contractor and get some bids and get this done so that we can make this a permanent safety improvement for the Centerpoint Theater. And unless you have questions for me on background information, I'll let Kevin bring the current information to you.
Good evening, Mayor and City Council. So this is an overhead exhibit. There's currently a crosswalk at this location. We thought this might be a good spot to do a raised kind of pedestrian crossing. If you've ever driven through the Viewmont parking lot, there's half a dozen or more of these similar typed raised speed bumps / crosswalks. They're a little bit easier taper so that the snowplows can go over them. They slowly rise up, and then it's flat for about 5 feet across the top, and then they slowly taper back down. They're fairly expensive, and so You know, to do three of these in that short of a span, I think would be a little bit overkill. It'd be very expensive. One idea would be you could even construct this and see how it performs before you constructed the other two smaller asphalt speed bumps that are not as snow plow friendly, I guess. That's just an idea, but the construction cost on this is fairly high. Concrete work has probably doubled in cost over the past several years. The construction estimate on this is about $75,000. There's storm drain work that would need to take place, a new inlet box. Since this is raised, it raises the pedestrian ramps and makes it so the water can't flow through the pan of the curb and gutter as it used to. So there's an inlet box with some storm drain appurtenances, a new manhole. These are kind of the more of the Cadillac of speed bumps, I guess. But again, if you ever take a field trip to Viamont High School, that's similar to what they have from the football field concessions area over to the locker rooms. And they may have a few others throughout the parking lot.
Kevin, go ahead. Why wouldn't we consider an asphalt speed hump as opposed to a raised sidewalk that may be less expensive?
That's one idea that you could explore. I don't know that I would put it at this location where there is the ped ramp, but you could explore that option maybe at one of the other two locations that there's currently the temporary speed bump.
The pedestrian crossing is just to get to the other side of the parking lot, correct? There's not necessarily a sidewalk over there.
There is a trail connection, so there is currently an at-grade sidewalk with it's got stamp colored concrete on each side, so it is a designated crossing that goes to the trail along the north side of that fence that you kind of see there. So it is a designated trail crossing.
Is it going into that neighborhood?
No, the fence is just north, so this trail goes along the north property line of the Center Point Theater property and then down through Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
That connects to...
It's like an interior sidewalk, essentially.
Yeah. Have you ever seen anybody on it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
I have never seen anybody on it. And I'll be honest, I may be one that goes through Chick-fil-A that way, so...
I go to Chick-fil-A that way. I'll own it. So my concern is, I think it's great to do this, but then the other two temporary speed bumps, are you going to leave them in place? Doesn't sound like you're going to put permanent
structures. Well, the thought was to put maybe the asphalt speed bumps that were less expensive at those other two temporary spots. The temporary speed bumps they're wearing out.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just not a good long-term.
I'm just worried if you don't have something, they're going to speed up and then they're going to hit this faster than what the data has shown. I think the three bumps do help to keep the traffic slow.
Or maybe at least one more.
Yeah, you need one more to stop the Dukes
of
Hazzard stuff.
Maybe
do the east side, replace the east side on the
maybe
angle.
You could do one on the east side and then maybe do this
or
larger one
current.
And see how it reacts, see how the traffic reacts.
You're saying that to do the raised sidewalk because you have the ped ramps, it's got some more symmetry to it, or...
Yes,
you,
I would
you,
not
you have to do it for
raised,
ADA reasons?
I would not do the raised sidewalk ped crossing at another location because
correct.
There's really not a, okay.
Right, I'm just saying, you're saying to keep it here, your suggestion is to still keep it there because of the ped ramps? Any
because
other
Because of the ped ramps, it's a natural spot for kind of a raised ped crossing.
Okay.
If this detail, you know, if folks didn't like this detail and they just wanted to go to the larger speed humps, asphalt speed humps, then I would put those at the other two locations. Or
I guess the trick is if you're going to have to raise this regardless to make it ADA accessible because right now they're ped down ramps, and if you bring your ramp up to grade, you're going to have to find some way to do that anyway, correct?
Correct. You would not be able to put a speed bump at this location without using a similar type detail.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Right now, the temporary one is just west of this crossing. So you've got the temporary one, then you've got the stamped concrete, then you've got the conventional sidewalk, and then another strip of stamp. So the temporary one is just west of this crossing.
In terms of costs, is this RDA budget item that we would do a budget amendment on? Maybe Nate chimes in on that, but have
yeah,
you talked
Brent,
internally?
And Bruce, I thought that it would probably be an RDA, but yeah, if Nate wants to speak to that.
Because we haven't budgeted for this, correct?
Yeah, we have not budgeted for this, but we do have funds available in that parish plain area.
Who does the snow removal through here? Is it, I'm assuming it's not the city, but is it contracted?
Your question was, who does the snow removal? All of the grounds maintenance, the flowers, the lawns, the snow removal is all contracted, and the cost is shared by the three different property owners. The city shares a third, Chick-fil-A a third, and the MTC office building a third.
Could we also ask them to chip in a third on this?
Certainly could ask. This is
all. I don't know
if
we'd be able to require a private property owner.
Yeah, this is all on the city's property, so it's not into their. Their parcels.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So they would have to be willing to share the cost of an improvement on your property.
Yeah.
So the thing that's not included in this quote, and maybe I'm missing it, is the signage, permanent signage. Do we have that somewhere else?
We actually have permanent signage in already that could stay. We have three speed bumps that all say, that say speed bumps both directions that are off the sides.
I was going to say, it's not very prominent because I've never noticed it. I drive through there all the time. So, okay. I thought that we had a temporary sign over by the stop sign, but that's permanent now?
We have there's six permanent speed bumps, like big yellow signs that say speed bump.
I must be half asleep.
They're bigger. They're as
on the speed bumps.
Yeah, they're bigger than stop signs. They're big. They're big.
I do think I remember the.
We did temporarily put them in when we first put in the temporary speed bumps. We put in permanent signs, but we just temporarily stuck them in the ground, and we were having issues with them tilting and tipping, and so we went ahead and permanently put them in, cemented them in. So.
So Bruce, this has caused people to drive slower. Did you also say, I might have missed it, that is it causing less people to go through there?
Yes, reduce the numbers of cars and the average speed quite a bit.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome, but $75,000 seems like a lot for a speed bump. Mm.
When we first presented this over 2 years ago, it was $54,000. It's gone up $20,000.
What's their life, Kevin?
I can maybe speak to that question as well as the estimate. The estimate, of course, is just an estimate. We would have a better idea if we were to go out to bid. Maybe we could get it for $50,000. This is a pretty specialty item, so.
Compounded by the infrastructure. I mean, it's not just putting in concrete. It's the stormwater.
Yeah, so there is a chance that we could get a better bid, but it's kind of a specialty item. We're not bidding out this type of work yearly, so we're a little bit conservative on the estimate. We don't want to come back and say, hey, it was $20,000 more than we thought. But you could go out to bid and see what your low bid came in at, and then decide if you wanted to award a project at that point. That's just an idea. And then to your question about the concrete durability, that would be probably a 50-year design life. It would be constructed similar to a drive approach or a kind of a commercial driveway. So that 50 years is a fairly typical design life.
How does that compare to an asphalt?
Your asphalt speed bumps
you know, depending on maybe how large and how far down you go to, I think sometimes they'll come in and mill or grind the asphalt so that it will adhere. But that might just depend on how hard your plow trucks bump into it and how careful they are with it. So this would be much longer lasting than an asphalt speed bump that's, you know, maybe somehow tied to the asphalt below, but it's in some ways just kind of
similar to the life of the parking lot, you know, the asphalt of the parking lot.
Yeah, maybe even less, depending if the snow plows were running into it really hard, if they weren't careful on it, then you know, I could see an asphalt speed bump maybe having to be redone every 5 to 10 years, maybe
just,
even.
Just for a point of reference, I'm not suggesting it, but how much do the temporary speed bumps cost?
I just had to replace
each one.
So I'd have to look exactly to break it down to each one, but it was around $2,000 to buy the temporary equipment and staff we were able to install them ourselves. I did have to just replace a couple this last spring. We had a couple that ripped out. They're a rubber, recycled rubber product. And then I just got pictures today that with the construction that's going on and the big trucks that are going back and forth, that they've ripped out a couple more. So, and the two that I had to replace was just under $1,000. So I think you're looking at a couple thousand dollars every other year with the temporary ones.
So that'd get us a life. Do the math real quick.
Yeah.
Team.
About a 37-year life.
I was going to say.
I'm not sure that's not a bad trade.
But, that's why I'm just trying to figure out our opportunity cost trade.
Yeah. Then you've got periods of time where they're damaged and they're not being used. You've got staff time and labor that's not included in that
Good point.
Installing them.
Yeah.
There's lead time in ordering spare ones to get them here, unless you want to order them in advance and, you know, have them stuck, and then you're storing, stockpiling.
But even if they cost $3,000 a year based off of some installation costs, that's actually a 50-year life if you're doing them every other year.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not advocating either way, because a 50-year life is what Kevin says. So if you have a 50-year life on either one, your time cost of money is probably better spent right now.
Another location where I've seen these, the Cabela's.
You won't get $3,000 every year for 25
years.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'd be $3,500 for 45.
Correct, exactly, yeah.
I worry a little bit because with the snowplows don't really go over driveway approaches and things like that. I'm concerned about whether it will really last that long. I mean, we're comparing.
These aren't street snowplows that are plowing the parking lots. It's the contractor that we.
It's on a truck.
Yeah,
it's not a big snowplow. It's on a small one. And you have, to Kevin's point on the speed humps, it's not an abrupt edge. It's a feathered edge,
right,
that comes up.
I'm just thinking about going across.
It's a speed reducing device, but it's not like a, you know, a sharp edge.
Yeah, we could come in with some estimates on the more gradual asphalt speed humps. The price is going to be much less. We could come up with a detail for maybe two of those, or maybe three if you put one just east of this, or maybe just west. So we could come in with some estimates, call around with some contractors, and come up with a detail to see what an asphalt speed hump would look like and see what the cost would be for two or three of those. And that's going to be a lot less cost initially for you.
How long do you think they would last?
You know, I think if you got a decent detail, you might get 10, 15 years out of them, maybe even 20 if you dial down into the pavement and make them wide enough and gradual enough to where they're not just slamming into them. You know, those little speed bumps that are maybe only 18 inches or a foot wide and are a foot tall, they're gonna hit into those pretty hard. They wouldn't last as long, but we could look at details for a wider speed hump that was more gradual, and those will come in, the cost estimates will come in quite a bit less. That's just an idea.
But a more gradual speed hump probably means faster speeds, right?
Well, it would be the same as the one they're telling us. It would just be asphalt as opposed to having the sidewalk.
But even so, even looking at this detail, I'm saying if we don't keep a speed bump to the east of that, they'll be able to go faster over a gradual.
Yeah, the gradual,
I mean, it's like a balance,
ones,
right?
The,
like
the speed humps are as tall, and they slow people down just as well, but they're just wider, and so it's
slow me down just as well.
It's not as.
I mean, I don't know. I haven't.
As an anecdotal personal evidence.
The Cabela's store in Farmington has three of these in front of their store.
Okay.
And they are attractive. They look nice.
Yeah. No, I'm good with it. I just want to make sure we're getting what we want out of it, which is slower traffic, right?
Yeah, let's give them some direction. We got about 5 minutes left.
I'd like the direction, Kevin, to give us, you know, maybe an option. And maybe if you come up with a detail, you could do just two alternates to have contractors bid out, too. So even when we get to that point, we have two solid bids or bid alternates amongst maybe three or four bidders.
Yeah, maybe what we could do is have the option of this Cadillac version with two speed humps, or the option of three asphalt speed humps. So you've got those two bids that you can take a look at and make a decision on.
I like that.
What do you think, Kevin? Other council members? Or, excuse me.
No, I'm just a little concerned because we're putting this in because we don't want, I mean, we're saying that the speed bumps aren't going to last as long, but now we're saying we're going to put one on each side of it.
But they're less expensive, speed humps.
Right. But so, I don't know why we're putting the Cadillac in the middle. We're still going to have the same problems with the snowplows.
Well, I think you'd have one bid option would be with the Cadillac. The other bid option would be to completely remove the Cadillac version and just do the less expensive asphalt speed humps that, if designed properly, you might get 20, 25 years out of a decently designed, and the cost is probably going to be, you know, we'll have to pencil out the cost, but it's going to be quite a bit less.
And I think to Gina's point, and probably to your point, Robin, is that you really have to do at least one other on the east side, near the entrance, so at least you have two, if not.
And if it's a huge cost saving, I'm okay with it only being 25 to 30 years because, I mean, they've already came with different ideas for that building. Is it still even going to be the same in that long, or, you know, I mean, that's a long time to plan for a parking lot. So we could go with the real expensive one and in 10 years have them go, yeah, but we're going to bring that deck out, or we're going to do this, or we're going to do that, or...
So 25-year or 50-year does not matter if you've got an inattentive plow driver. So I would be more inclined to go with the 25-year lifespan and see how we perform, you know, with our contract snow providers. Because I'd really hate to be doing a claim in the first year because somebody forgot it's there. So.
Well, in the 25- or 50-year option, I mean, don't you have repaving of just the parking lot as well, too, that affects these bumps whenever that's done? So that repaving has to last so long too, doesn't it?
A lot of parking lots, they won't overlay. They'll do the slurry seal, which is okay because they can just slurry seal over the top. A lot of times you'll see parking lots do remove and replace of soft spots. I think Home Depot and Target had to go through some of that recently.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't typically overlay a parking lot. So I think you'd be okay with the speed humps. You'd be able to slurry seal over the top of those just fine. I do think the cost will be significantly less.
I'm supportive of that approach.
Yeah.
Okay.
Me too.
In fact, I think, you know, if you're wanting it to be significantly less, I would maybe just bid out the three asphalt speed humps because it's a different type of contractor once you include the concrete work and the pipe work. And the cost will be, it'll be exorbitant. It'll be very high. The speed humps, they might come
in. You're saying for the speed hump, you're going to offset it.
We could tape it down so the gutters would stay the same.
Yeah, so I like that approach too, because then you're not dealing with any of our stormwater infrastructure.
You don't have to change.
Because that gets expensive.
Stormwater and ADA.
Once you start excavation and.
Yeah, and the ADA stuff.
Yeah, you're avoiding the ADA ramp issue and stormwater. Yeah.
And really, it's the backside of the building. If this were the front, I'd be more concerned about the aesthetics.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Kevin, I would suggest maybe on the east side of the ped, or the west side of the ped, as opposed to the east, just for ease of turning into those stalls. What do you think?
Yeah, we'll take a look at it and see where we can.
The current temporary ones are right there.
Oh, okay. So it makes sense to probably.
And there's another one I think right here, and then there's another one where the next ear traffic, the next parking ear.
Yeah, it would be nice if we could locate them at bouts, if where possible, because then you're not in a parking spot. We'll go take a field trip, Bruce and I, and we'll take a look and see where we can strategically locate the three speed humps, and we'll come back with a concept plan and. I don't know, maybe we go out to bid and get bids and see how they come in at that point.
Okay. Sounds like we got your direction.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right, let's approve the minutes of July 18 and September 5th RDA.
I'll make a motion to approve the RDA minutes as outlined by the mayor.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All right, all in favor, aye.
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 Great.